We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Court considered that in conformity with the obligations under the Genocide Convention, Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
Whoa. Okay, so that was the ICJ. That is the same court that told Russia, you know, stop messing around in Ukraine. So if Netanyahu reacts the same way as Putin did to this court's lack of enforcement ability on orders to stop and, you know, stop attacking, you know, the countries that they are ordered to stop attacking, then we all know that Israel will now attack Kharkiv or something. I mean, here's the thing. So yesterday we found out that three more countries are recognizing, I see it now, a Palestinian state. They will do nothing. Absolutely not. They're not going to send peacekeepers. They're not going to send border guards. They're not going to send, aid or, drivers. They're not going to send Uber. They're not going to send DoorDash. They're not going to, you know, do anything. But they all want to say, we recognize a Palestinian state, but they won't do anything to actually recognize a Palestinian state. So that's interesting. And now you've got two courts, both attached to the United Nations. You have the ICC, which, you know, obviously is pursuing arrest warrants for Netanyahu, for Yoav Gallant, his defense minister, and for the three main guys from Hamas, right? Saying that they all are war criminals, and they're presenting their case to a panel of judges who will then issue or not issue arrest warrants for the three Hamas guys and for the two people in charge of the Israeli side of this brutality, right? Does anybody think that those warrants will be executed upon, and we see people, you know, like frog marched or handcuffed, or somehow they'll be forced to serve? No. But here is what could happen. Here's what I wish would happen. Here is what the world should make happen. But, you know, when you have protesters that aren't, like, when you walk up to the protesters and you say to the protesters, but what about the hostages? They go, what hostages? So that's the caliber of, but if somebody was really thinking about like a movement, if somebody was thinking like in terms of a long-term or even a short-term strategy or strategy at all, any strategy at all, it would be good here. They might actually say the entire world, the entire organization of the United Nations is comprised of 192 countries, 146 of them, recognize a Palestinian state. So we as the world are going to unite in solidarity to bring that about. And we are willing to commit this or that or that or this or over here or money or personnel or aid workers, or we're going to police the skies. We're going to make the sky safe in, Palestinian territory. We're going to make the sky safe in Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? Know what I am? Yeah. But that's not happening. So there you go. Move on. I mean, everybody was so breathless today. You know, oh, the ICJ has just... I understand that. And words have meaning, right? So the ICJ, the International Judiciary of Criminal, whatever, they all walked in this morning. All but one of them tripped and almost fell and broke his face. Yes, I just say that so that it's like my proof of life video, right? I only say that so that you know I watched it. That's all. And I did. And it's really dull. It's really boring. But so they made this binding proclamation, but not enforceable. Binding! You need to stop doing stuff in Rafah. And they did not call, by the way, for a ceasefire. They did not. you would think that with all this time and effort that they put into, and of course, this has nothing to do with genocide, just so we can be clear here, and you can be right in all your conversations, okay? The idea that this court would find genocide in anything less than, oh, I'm going to say 25 years is hysterical. You know Jack Smith, right? You know Jack Smith, the incredible prosecutor. He's a prosecutor over at the ICC. He's a prosecutor for war crimes and war criminals. Guess what he's been working on all these many years? Guess what he's been... Kosovo! When did that happen? Is that like the 90s or something? Yeah, these things take forever to the point where we should put our best hopes and dreams into the idea that by the time the ICC or by the time the ICJ actually rules on whether or not there was a genocide, which there isn't, because, you know, I hate to say it, but 35,000 people, which was cut in half by the same body, the same UN, same one. They said that the Hamas numbers needed to be halved, cut in half. So either you believe all the United Nations or part of the United Nations or just a sliver that, or you pick and choose. It's up to you, really. I couldn't care less anymore, really, about, what people think. Because they don't. They don't. People on this issue don't think. They truly have told themselves that social media has found a solution to an intractable problem that has plagued the world for thousands of years. But they know it because they saw it on TikTok, right? This is what you're dealing with here. But so here's the best hope. The best hope is that by the time the ICC or the ICJ actually concludes a thing about Israel, concludes anything at all, it's moot. Meaning, Palestine is free. It's on its own. It's doing well. It's, Jared invested. He's running hotels there, whatever. And that the entire ruling of these bodies doesn't matter. The other thing you can root for, and this is what I would be rooting for in all honesty, in all sincerity, is that because 146 nations who are parties to the United Nations all say that Palestine has a right to exist and it should be a separate state and that Netanyahu is doing everything he can to prevent that from happening, including the United States, that we would all join together. Yes, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. I would. That's the song I sing. But the other thing you could hope for is that these countries will insist that the Security Council, which includes Russia and China, I mean, can you imagine Russia saying, yes, we're war criminals and voting on a resolution? No. So, but when it comes to, Israel, maybe they would all in the United Nations Security Council vote on a resolution to have a ceasefire over there and the United States wouldn't veto it. That would be the best case scenario. That would be, a beautiful thing. It won't happen, but that. All right. So Trump had a rally. It's Memorial Day, everybody. If it wasn't for the wars, we would have nothing to memorialize. We would not have Monday off. So there, good point, right? Sick point, but good one.
Way to shine up that turn, Ron. I like it.
Yes, I have my polishing cloth out. Brett actually removed a stump today, like a really big stump with big, deep roots and everything. He's got calluses on his hands and all that.
I did.
You are a manly
manual
man.
Labor.
Yes,
sorry.
You are a manly man.
I impressed
man.
My fiance's family. They were yeah. very impressed. It was worth it.
It's like my big fat Greek wedding is occurring over there in Brett's world. He's looking
we
at
got aunts and uncles and all sorts of family member buzzing around.
They
and
made you go to Catholic gonna, school. They did it all.
I have two classes coming up.
It is. It's just like my big fat Greek
it's
wedding.
A thing.
He's
it's a
marrying
thing.
Into a completely Catholic, practicing Catholic family. It's huge. It's Italian. And they're making him, convert, even though he is Catholic, but it's not the right kind. So you're going to end up like, what's his face? The guy that gave the commencement address from Taylor Swift's Kansas City Chiefs.
Butker?
Yes, Butkus, whatever his name is.
Another charming guy.
That was a weird speech. I also had to listen to that. It's very strange, I must say. But that's all about, his brand of Capels. A good thing you're not marrying into his family.
They're comfortable with me going through the motions.
Yes, but if you married into his version of Catholicism, then your lawyer wife-to-be would have to quit and just be a breeder. I mean, that's how... He says it's the vocation. He actually called his wife's stay-at-home motherhood a vocation. And thank God, and he wept. He openly cried that she leans into her vocation. Oh, wow.